Welcome to part two of the motor insurance conversation. This part will actually blow your mind. You'll get to learn more about motor insurance, that there are actually packages in the market that favor ladies, that you can actually pay for your motor insurance premium in installments. So let me stop rambling. Let's get straight into it.
Not from your motor policy. So you should have purchased goods in transit.
But what if I own a car? This is not a Probox right now.
Yes.
This is my own saloon car. I've gone, I've parked somewhere.
Yes.
I left my phone, I left my laptop, I left some electronics there and my handbag. Yes. And then I came back. Yes. My handbag was stolen. My window was broken.
Yes.
So then I go to the insurance company. I'm like, hey, I parked my car.
Yes.
My window has been broken and my goods have been stolen, my electronics. Mm-hmm. What will they compensate?
So the damage to the vehicle, you know, so if this this got into your vehicle, maybe they stole your radio. They possibly even... they took whatever things they could take and they took your personal belongings and all, they will compensate the vehicle. But now, for your phone, for your laptop, you should have had what you call a domestic policy. So, like a home insurance.
Insurance.
Which I know we'll get to discuss more about.
Yeah.
Because all these valuable items that we move out of the house with, you know, jewelry, you know, phones, laptops, etc., like cameras and all. These are categorized in what we call all risks in a home insurance policy. So yes. So if you have a home insurance policy, your policy for home insurance would have compensated all those valuables. Then your motor insurance would have compensated like the windows, the windscreen,
the car, the damages to the vehicle.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Fine. Now I have understood.
Yes.
So now let's say I'm driving. I have my saloon car. I'm driving and I've got into an accident.
Yes.
Right. So take us through the process of this accident has occurred, like, and it's a major accident and I need to submit my claim because the damage here, my car has been severely damaged. I rammed into another car and now I can see this one. I cannot foot from my pocket. It's it's above the 30.
Yes.
So now what is the process of now submitting that claim?
Okay. So number one, first, confirm if you're in good health. Like, are you hurt?
Yeah.
You
know, are you bleeding? Not hurt. I'm very okay. It's just that my car is now stressing me.
So ni gari tu ina stress. Okay. So I want to take you through last weekend. One of my clients. So he owns a few Ubers. Okay, within Nairobi. So one of his cars was involved in a hit and run. Okay, where this big lorry came, rammed into them, and then just drove off.
It's Kenya. You don't even look back.
And the first thing I told Ben was, first secure the vehicle you get and the driver. But number one also, take as many photos. You know, take as many photos as you can of the vehicle in that accident scene. Okay. And ensure that these vehicles are at least showing the registration number. Okay, so he sent me very good photos, you know, because even the airbags had, you know, it was actually a serious accident. Then, and because the other lorry basically sped off, he wasn't going now to start taking like the details of the other drivers and taking the details of the other vehicle, no. So the next thing was to report the incident to the police. Okay, so they got a towing service and the vehicle was towed to the nearest police station. And one thing that I really appreciated about him, and I have even his documents with me, he did a very thorough, he initiated the claims process very thoroughly. Okay, so you can see here, he actually brought the towing services receipt. Okay.
There's evidence of a receipt.
Yes. And you can see the towing was done from the scene of the accident to the police station. And now from the police station to the assessment center.
Oh, the yard.
Yes.
The insurance provider.
Exactly. He also provided a proper motor accident claim form. And if you can just look, but they, you know, these claim forms are usually quite, you know, you have to even draw the scene of how, you know, the accident happened, like the road and where the car was positioned, etc. So he did a very good job at giving an account, and even the driver giving an account of what happened. He also provided us with an abstract.
Oh, from now the police,
yes,
right?
Because now the police have to give a police report.
Oh, okay.
So he provided us with an abstract. He provided us with his ID, that is now the ID, a copy of the ID of the owner. Provided us with a logbook of the vehicle.
They need all these things.
Yes, provided us with the driving license of the driver.
Oh.
Okay, so the driver, and even the validation from NTSA of the driver.
Okay.
And when he got to the assessment center of the insurance company, he also provided us with a receiving form. So basically the receiving form is where now the assessment, the assessors at the at the center, they tick, you know, they pretty much give an idea of the condition that the vehicle has arrived in. Yes.
Okay.
So it's very important that when you're involved in an accident, number one, please ensure that that claim, you know, first, you report to the police as soon as possible, okay, for the police report. But at the same time, make sure that you're documenting this process. You know, when you use breakdown services, the towing services, make sure you request for a receipt. Because remember, there is a towing cover, like coverage in your policy. So if you don't account for these things, if you don't provide receipts, you won't be compensated.
Yes.
So when it comes to claims, the most important thing is when you're involved in this, report to the police. Also, call your agent because, you know, you go into a panic at that point. Call your agent so that even as you're going through that, they're checking in on you. They're asking you, hey, have you done this? So now you're at the police station. What have they said? Okay. Now, after that, now call the breakdown guys to now take you to the assessment center. So even small things like, because like in this case, this client was asking, which garage do I take the vehicle?
Because now you have no idea.
Yes. But you see now, a lot of our local underwriters have changed things. Nowadays, they prefer that the first stop after the police station is actually their in-house assessment centers. You see, before now, they can decide now, will they give you cash in lieu? You go and repair for yourself at your preferred garage, or will they now refer you to a garage within their panel for the vehicle to go in, be repaired? Or is it even a total write-off where now you're just given, now you're paid money to purchase another vehicle?
Okay. But then why are some claims rejected? What are some of the reasons? Like, you can just name a few of why claims are rejected. I know one is maybe inconsistent, like maybe you're told to bring your driver's license and maybe it's expired and all those things.
So I'll tell you, the key thing why claims are rejected in our country is fraud. You know, well,
I know Kenyans.
You know, so you find insurance companies, guys, at the end of the day, these underwriting companies also have investigators. They'll come investigate and get to know. For example, you'll find someone who purchased a cover for that, for their vehicle, and said, this vehicle is for my own personal use. Okay? Then the vehicle is involved, is the person goes and hires out the vehicle. You get? And the vehicle gets an accident in Kisumu, or the vehicle is involved in a shootout because maybe it was even hired by thugs. You get? So At the end of the day, the insurance company will get to the bottom of things. You get? So when there are all these shifty things, for example, I do know a client who's very close to me, and this was way, many, many years ago, I think when I was actually in high school, she purchased a vehicle but was doing car hire. And unfortunately, she hired the vehicle to Wezi. She didn't know.
Yeah, you never know these things.
And they were involved in a shootout in Kirigiti. You get? And the vehicle was literally, you know,
bullets.
And yeah, the insurance company just, you know,
they didn't know.
Yeah. Because they got to the bottom of things and knew that she had hired the vehicle out. Yet, The cover that you had purchased was a private cover. Yes, yes. So that's the other thing. If you're using your vehicle, say, for commercial purposes, purchase the right cover, you know. Is it general cartage? Is it just for your own goods? Is it a public service vehicle?
Mm.
You get. If the purpose of your vehicle, maybe you've bought this Toyota Hiace and you want it to be carrying school children, you get. It's a school transport kind of van. Ensure that you're purchasing the right PSV cover, you know. Don't do a private cover and use your vehicle for Uber. You know, those kind of things. Eh? So you need to ensure that...
Cutting corners.
Yes, yes, yes. We tend to cut a lot of corners. So when it comes to the point of now claiming and the insurance company catches up with you, you know, so those are some of the... that is a key reason, you know, why, you know, claims are not honored. Also, now, also our industry, we are not really, maybe I can say that we are without blame. You also find that there are some companies, you know, that maybe even their track record in terms of honoring claims is poor. Okay, so it could be a company that maybe is struggling with liquidity issues and so on. So that's why I always say, please ensure that your agent is doing a good job for you. You get that they know how the market is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They know which are the reputable companies and which are the companies that actually honor claims.
Okay.
So it could also be an issue with the underwriter, you know, or a company that just has liquidity issues. So your claim can end up either dragging out for so long. You get. And sometimes, and I'll say this, okay, and I keep hoping that especially our motor, okay, side of business, our underwriters will also improve. The service levels have always been very poor with most underwriters, even reputable companies. You will hear of horror stories where a client will tell you, I've been following up on my claim for 3 months. Mpaka ati my agent ameacha kuchukua simu.
Goes to their like, hey.
In 2020, a good friend of mine was involved in an accident in March. When he came to request for my help, because I wasn't his agent, he was using his friend who's an agent. Walikuwa amefika mwisho kabisa. When he came to ask for my help, this was in September. Like he had literally been using like MA3 and everything for 6 months. Like hakuwa amesaidika. And the very, very sad thing about that whole incident is that he called me in the morning at about 8. Like he called very early. And by noon, I had found a solution for him. And because I really went back and asked my, like now the gentleman who helped me on the motor desk of that underwriting, he said, ay, mnakalia claim for 6 months. Like it was actually the claims team that was the issue in this. They were just frustrating them left, right, center. And just because this young man, the one now who eventually sorted me that day, he was my junior in campus. So we are good friends. He respects me. He takes me as his senior. So he sorted it immediately. But deep down, I was left very sad because I was like, why would you make a client go through so much frustration when you do have the answer, you know, to his woes? So in a way also, the frustrations that you find when it comes to claims, okay, it's actually human. These are man-made frustrations that can actually be changed.
Yeah, that story, it's so sad. Yes,
but it's also good. Even as we say that there are companies where maybe that may frustrate the claims process, it's also good to also see the other side of the coin.
Yeah,
we do have very good underwriters, by the way. Even international companies that have come into the Kenyan market, and they have an amazing claims process.
Okay,
so it's not every day that my clients get into accidents, but one of the you know, those claims I look at and I say, where that is the standard of good service. One of the very good international companies in the country, they processed a write-off in a matter of 1.5 weeks, okay? And I did not have to step into any garage as an agent. Everything, you just do everything via email. You know, like you send the forms to them via email, they send an assessor, they send the towing guys, like they send the garage guys, like everything is so on point. Aww. And they update you that the assessor has done his work. We expect his report in the next 24 hours. Please expect to hear from us. And in 1.5 weeks, my client had money in her account, actually.
Yeah.
Well, actually, because it was a financed vehicle, the bank had received the money. The same underwriter. This year I did a claim for a windscreen. And within 8 or 9 minutes, they had actually released the authorization for the repair for the windscreen. Can you imagine sending an email? And in less than 10 minutes, you've gotten the authorization. But hey, you go into shock, you're like... Service excellence, you know. So I think it's also good to see the other side of the coin. Service is improving. And even as agents, we just need to learn where we can get our clients the best service.
Yeah, true. So then now, I think you've touched on what are the advantages of going through an insurance agent than going through, like, you working in physically,
yes,
to an insurance company and taking up the motor insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it can also be virtually nowadays because most of these companies now have put this, you can actually get a quote and even purchase your cover just online on their websites. You get. So the only time you really feel the pinch is at the point now when you have a claim.
I know.
When you didn't understand the scope of cover, you know, and you just took the basic 50K for your windscreen, you know, and your agent may have actually showed you and told you to add on to that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, I always say, it does not cost you an extra coin to have an insurance agent, like to have an agent in that policy, by the way. Okay,
true.
And remember, you do not pay your agent. They are paid a commission by the insurance company.
Yeah.
So please work with a reputable and a good agent who's looking out for your interests.
Who'll sort you out. Who'll run up and down. That is Mama Bima for me. Me, I like baby girl lifestyle. I'd be like, shut me. They've refused. She just calls.
Yes.
So we're almost coming to the end of the conversation, but I'd like us to talk about, since I'm a big advocate for personal financial management, how can someone look for ways to spend less when buying a motor insurance cover?
There are deals in this market. Nothing is standardized. Like, I'll tell you, there is one particular cover in the market where you can get even a comprehensive rate as low as 2.5%, as long as your vehicle is above 1.5 million value, and you declare that only two drivers will be driving that car. You get, and you provide their details. So this means that if that vehicle...
Hey, Nenya, third party now, kwa you. The name was not there.
Yes, a third person. No, you're not covered, but... honestly, when you look around, in most cases, most of us are actually just a one driver kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Most people don't really share vehicles, right?
Yeah.
So if you have an agent who's looking out for your interests, they'll be able to show you what are the deals in the market. Most of these rates are not standardized. What determines maybe the rate you'll get is the year of manufacture of your vehicle, the value of your vehicle. Okay, even gender. Do you know we actually have packages that even favor women?
Oh, that's so nice.
Where you actually get discounts if you're a lady. There's some packages, motor policies that are just tailored for ladies. You get. And they come with so many other goodies. So just talk to your agent. Okay, I always say, if you want to know where you'll save money, go to the expert in that field.
Yeah,
they are
true.
Not... charging you anything extra for that. But also, don't just say nataka, like, try be more specific. By the way, can I get an advantage, you know? Can there are even covers where they monitor how you drive, the speed and everything. And if you are ranked as like a really good driver, you're given very discounted rates. Okay. So there are even discounts for actually just driving well.
You get an accident, you are perfect driver.
Exactly. Remember, you can also pay for your premiums in installments.
Oh yeah, true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most providers right now allow even for up to 3 installments, like 40%, 30%, 30% of the premium. So you can pay this in installments.
Installments.
And even if you're not able to do the 3 installments, your agent could possibly even talk to the underwriting company and request maybe for an extra installment. So there are many things. Do not shy away from asking your agent, where can I get a reprieve? You know, where can I save a coin? Yes.
Okay, that's nice. That's so informative.
Yes.
So the last question.
Yes.
I know buying a car is maybe one of my wish list. It's not on my wish list. So let's say my goal this year or the next year is I'm looking to purchase a car. So what factors should I consider while now I've purchased my car? So what factors should I consider when taking up a motor insurance cover?
First, Lynette, please ensure that your cover will be a comprehensive one.
Not third party.
Yeah, not third party. Third party is just taking too much risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ensure it's comprehensive. And even work on it before. You know, at the point where you're working towards purchasing your car,
also factor in the
premiums,
the premium
for the vehicle. At the same time, like all these advantages we've talked about, like the ladies kind of discounts, you know, the ladies kind of packages, get to know which is the best in the market. Who is the underwriter who will give me even discounts along the way for having like no claims?
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe 2 years down the line, I start enjoying discounts and so on. Remember, before you insure your vehicle or during the first month of starting your insurance, your vehicle also has to undergo valuation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Make sure you also understand that valuation report, because the valuation report really shows you what is the value of even the different parts. Like, what's the value of that entertainment unit, your radio? What's the value of your windscreen? So that you get to see, my windscreen, the free cover limit is only 30K.
Oh.
And this windscreen of the vehicle has been valued at 50K. So that you remember to add that extra 2K to have the entire 50K covered, you know? Also factor in, what are those extra add-ons that you'll want? Do you want, like, what are they called?
Breakdown. I'm a girl, me stucky.
baby girl treatment. So we have... different providers like Infarma, AA, you know, you can consider to actually take up a coverage so that if you're stuck or if you get like a double puncture somewhere along the way, you just make a call. AA, Mnikuji, come change my...
There's something wrong with my tire.
Because I'll tell you, I'm always very grateful for that. My hubby and I have ever gotten a double puncture along Wayakiwe, and we just made a call, by the way. And they arrived there in a matter of seconds. They took like both, because we only had like one spare tire, but they took both tires to the nearest petrol station, had them repaired, chop, came back. They literally sort everything. Wow. You just sit there in the vehicle waiting.
Like, wow.
yes.
The lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The advantages.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay. So we've come to the end of today's discussion where we were talking about motor insurance. And Charlene, Mama Bima, has helped us understand more about motor insurance. So if you need an insurance agent who you can call and who can provide for you a basic or a nice or an all-rounded motor insurance cover, you can always reach out to Mama Bima. Her social media handles are Mama Bima Kenya on Instagram. She's very effective. She will take you through the whole process. Let me tell you, me, I enjoy baby girl lifestyle. When something happens and I know Charlene is there, I just call. I'm like, Charlene, Aki, I don't know what's wrong. Wamikata. Yes. And she's like, just go have a seat, take a glass of water. I'll call them back.
Yes.
And that is why she's my insurance agent. That's all for today's episode. Charlene, do you want to say anything to end?
Always grateful, Toto. So, yes, always grateful. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be on the first episode of the rebranded Get Your Bug Right podcast. But yes, if you're out there and you want to enjoy a good positive experience with your in your insurance journey, please reach out.
Yeah,
let me surprise you. Let me blow your mind. You know
she will. Trust in me. She will.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, that's it for today. Bye until next time.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.